Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Bill.
So we're on episode 78.
We're in Seattle.
We're on the road for this one, dude.
We're in an airport.
We are. Specifically, we're in the Delta Sky Lounge.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Free food and free beer.
Yeah, man.
Guess what, players? We run in first class this episode.
We did, yeah. Yeah, and I even took a shower. Like, I feel like a new man.
This is unreal. So I've eaten a lot of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
I thought I'd need some wine to knock me out in our next flight, but I don't think I'll need that. I think that mac and cheese will do the trick.
I've had some beer.
Nice.
And some freshly squeezed orange juice, which was immaculate.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
So good.
And during this podcast, I'll be sipping on some spa water.
Nice. Hoity-toity.
Yeah. So this episode's a little bit of a Frankenstein episode. We recorded the second half first, and we were waiting for our first flight in Victoria, so background noises are going to be different for the first half and second half.
Everything about this episode is going to be kind of different because I'm not prepared at all.
Yeah, same
neither
here.
Neither is Adrian.
Yeah, yeah, that's all good.
I wrote down one thing, more or less.
Nice.
Because somebody died and I wanted to pay tribute.
Nice.
But that's about it.
Yeah, that's it for me too. I'm staring at your notes upside down.
So, I have a couple things for stuff. Did you by any chance get a bottle of The Last Dab?
No. I tried.
Yeah.
I had one in my cart. When I went to pay for it, it timed out. Nice. And then it said sold out.
Nice.
I was like, damn it.
So that's Hot One's brand new hot sauce that's supposedly 2.8 million Scoville.
Yeah, it's pretty intense, man. Yeah,
except for a bunch of people ate it on YouTube and said it wasn't that hot.
Yeah, yeah. I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Where's that video, Kyle? Where's that video?
Dude, got to get on that, bro.
Yeah.
Every day I get people messaging me about that.
And finally, even though we're on the road, and I felt like I had to do this one, Harry Dean Stanton.
It's a legend.
The legend.
Yeah.
91 year old.
And worked till like his dying days.
He has a movie at the festival I'm going to next. His final film, Lucky.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
Listen to some of these films. It's a long list.
Yeah.
I wrote them all down. He deserves that.
Oh, yeah.
Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah.
Every time I watch Godfather 2, I see Harry Dean Stanton.
Oh, yeah.
Alien, Escape from New York, Repo Man, Red Dawn, personal favorite of mine, Paris, Texas, Pretty in Pink, Last Temptation of Christ, Wild at Heart, Twin Peaks Firewall with me, Inland Empire. He was on the TV show Big Love as Roman Grant. Awesome show.
Sweet.
Seven Psychopaths. He was on the new Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
And he's got that new movie coming out called Lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. As I said, I think I love Paris, Texas.
Nice.
Such a great film. But yeah, I think everybody has a favorite role of him.
Yeah.
He's pretty much been everywhere.
Yeah, he's been everywhere. For me, it's probably Alien.
Yep.
I love him in Alien. Yeah, I love him in everything. Pretty in Pink. He was awesome in that.
Repo Man?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, he's awesome in Repo Man. He is Repo Man. I love that movie.
Yeah. And he never half-assed anything while he was... he just gave it his all, and he's a voice and a face that'll definitely be missed.
And he was a tough old bastard, because I thought he looked like he was dying 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And he made another 20 films.
That's right.
So, good on you, sir.
Yeah. I saw somebody write a tweet. They were like, the first time I saw him was in Cool Hand Luke, and he had made like 50 films before that.
And he was on a bunch of TV shows when I was a kid. My grandpa watched, like Rawhide. And
oh, no way.
Have Gun Will Travel and Bonanza and
oh, nice.
Like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was a working actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, he'll be missed.
One of the best.
Once again, another character actor, man.
Yeah.
We're losing them all.
That's right. So he'll be missed, and we were definitely big fans of his.
Yeah, but that's it for me. I've been off for a couple of days and I was sick and I haven't done much.
Yeah.
So, but I'm off for the next month.
That's right.
So we'll see what kind of shenanigans.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cool. So I want to get into the rant next. You cool with that?
Yeah, I don't really have one.
Okay, I've got one. I'm going to go there because everybody's been talking about it. We're on our way to Fantastic Fest, right? There's been some controversy leading into it, and the entire thing has been handled poorly, and that's saying it nicely. Horrible things happened, and everybody attending has been punished for it. The opening night film, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, was pulled because of these events. And I don't want to go into too great a detail. I just want to be on the record and say that really sucks. I hate the way everything's been handled. But we're on our way, and we're going to have an awesome time.
Yeah, I guess this will be my rant, too. Yeah. I wasn't going to go there, but let's go there.
Yeah, let's do it.
I am more than primed for this. I don't know Tim League.
Yeah.
I don't know Devin Faraci.
Yeah.
You know Tim League.
Oh, yeah.
You've been to his house.
Yeah.
You partied with Tim Lake.
Yeah.
You don't know Devin Faraci.
No.
Maybe I said hi to him once.
Yeah, that's about it.
So, just pointing out that I don't know either of those two or any of the victims or anything, why am I getting punished for this? Yeah. I put a bunch of money down for this festival, expecting the movies that they said they were going to play, we're going to play. I'm coming as a movie fan.
Yeah.
I have nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Why am I being punished?
Yeah.
It sucks.
It does.
That was the film.
Yeah.
Three Ebbings?
Yeah. Yeah.
Won the People's Choice Award at TIFF.
It's huge.
Huge.
Yeah. And apparently the message in the movie would have played really well.
Yeah.
In the circumstances. So
I understand why people are angry, and you have full rights to be angry. This whole situation was handled poorly, but I had some dude from the West Coast of Canada coming to watch movies.
Yeah.
I don't want to be punished for this.
Yeah.
I'm a lot of money deep into this.
Same here.
And it sucks.
It does. It does. And you know, a lot of people that we know and are friends with are not going as a result, and that sucks.
But you know what? Hashtag refuse to lose.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, the people are what makes the fest.
Totally.
It's not two guys. As much as they would love to believe that, it's going to be hanging out with Brad and Jim and Will and Tom and
I get to meet all these people. Yeah. And I can't wait.
Yeah,
almost as big as of actually seeing the films is like me and the movie bears.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I talk to these guys on Twitter. Like, they're awesome guys.
Yeah,
and I want to meet them. And I put together my schedule, and I'm like, man, this schedule is actually really just packed.
Yeah.
Like, I can see there not being a lot of bad movies in this bunch.
Yeah.
Just like last time I went, where I think I liked everything but maybe, like, three movies.
Yeah.
So, the films are still going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
Even though the film I thought was going to be the secret screening won't be there.
Yeah.
Because it's Fox Searchlight.
Yeah.
And they already pulled Three Ebbings.
Yeah.
So, it won't be Shape of Water.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and a lot of people are still holding out hope. But you mentioned it's the same studio that pulled... that first film, the opening night film.
And Blade Runner is a cop-out.
It is. It opens at this a week point. Later. It really is.
But, I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah, man.
And I hope you do, too.
Yeah.
And I hope everybody around me does, too.
Yeah.
But do whatever you guys want. I'm just there to see movies.
Yeah.
That was a really long rant. But,
for sure.
And I wasn't even going to go there, but...
Yeah. Well, I thought it was important to talk about it, and, you know, in this world of take culture, might as well get our piece out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't want to linger too much on that. Just wanted to mention it. And, you know, because we are on the road, the format's going to be a little bit different this time around.
Like, usually when we say a film, I give you an IMDb thing and all that stuff. I don't have that written down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I literally have the name of the movie and the director.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Some people don't have that.
Yeah. So here we go.
Yeah. And also, you know, I won't be cutting in an audio clip from each movie. That takes a long time.
Hey, Adrian's a bloody champ. He's gonna do this on the road. He's gonna post this stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, you're the man, sir.
Thanks, dude. All right. So first movie. Let's talk about It.
The biggest movie in the world.
The biggest. That's awesome, dude. How cool is that?
Do you remember the last time like a horror film was like the number one film, and when it wasn't like The Purge?
Yeah.
Some crap film like that.
Yeah. It's usually a really bad horror film, but this one.
Yeah. So it's directed by Andy Muschietti, and I don't really know much about his work. Don't know if this is his first film. Have no idea. But you know what? Pleasantly surprised on this one.
Yeah, man.
I'd read the book. Had you?
No.
But I read it when I was like 12.
Little kid.
15.
Yeah.
And had pretty much remembered. I remember the book has the multiple plot lines.
Yeah.
The kids and the adults.
Yeah.
And this movie is just the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it works way better for it.
It does.
It's way less convoluted.
Yeah.
And say what you will about it being a quote-unquote Stranger Things copy.
Yeah.
No, I think this is more like a Goonies / Stand By Me copy.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what Stranger Things is.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. But, the acting is great. The direction is great. Everything looks beautiful. It's way brighter than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
But I really, really, really enjoyed Bill Skarsgård's work as Pennywise.
He's so good in this.
And I think Jaden Lieberher is a star.
He is.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Even with, like, the stutter kind of thing he had going on.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be, like, a major star.
Yeah.
We've been talking about him since, like, Midnight Special.
Yeah.
But, this is one of the surprises of the year.
Big time. Yeah. Same here. Yeah. I was really surprised by how much I enjoyed it. Like, you know, everybody talks about the book or the original TV series, which we don't have to get into. That's the thing with this show. We don't have to review the old thing to talk about the new thing.
Like, I'll pay my respects to Tim Curry's performance,
but
this is Bill Skarsgård's performance.
Yeah, absolutely. Where was I going with that before I...
I don't know.
Did the thing I said I wouldn't do. I wanted to mention the director. I believe he directed Mama, which was a horror thriller that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah. So, but this one, man, I love the way they set up each scare set for each kid. Like, each kid has their own drum solo, but the drum solo is whatever terrifies them the most, right?
Yeah.
Like, and the way they set it up, they isolate them without it being too obvious, you yeah. know? Like, you know, kid gets curious, goes down a dark staircase in the library, and is all of a sudden he's in a place where he doesn't know where he is, and he doesn't know how to get out. The only way to get out, there's something scary there. And that terrified me, man.
Yeah, it's always their, like, worst imaginations. Big, giant problem. It doesn't work without Skarsgård.
Yeah.
And he brings it every scene.
Yeah.
He has this weird, like, laugh-slash-cringed-up face thing going on with, like, saliva coming out of his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That just works so well.
Yeah.
I saw him on a TV show where he explained where he got the face from.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, my brother taught it to me when I was, like, two or something like that. I'm just like, holy crap.
Oh, man. Yeah, I love the bit where he's talking about how much he loves popcorn. And I was just like, whenever Sarah and me are at the movies, I'll be like, I like popcorn. And I try to go... It's dumb, but this is so much fun, man.
Yeah.
That's what I took out of it the most, is I had a lot of fun, and it works because the structure is there, and those kids are really good together.
Like, even the kid from Stranger Things.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He's like the comic relief of the film.
Yeah.
And he's hilarious.
Yeah, he's like the Corey Feldman of the group, if we're going to compare 80s franchises. But,
easily one of the better films of the year.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, horror or genre or something like that.
Yeah.
And you know what happened?
The
first night people saw this film and they told everybody to go and see it. It was only supposed to make like $50 million.
Yeah.
It made $120 million opening weekend.
Yeah.
That's people telling all their friends.
Oh, totally.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all went and saw it. And good
that's
for
true.
That. It's an amazing film. Shouldn't have been that good.
Yeah. That's true. So, yeah, man, there's very little to nitpick in this one, I thought. Was there anything that bugged you about the movie?
No, it's not a perfect film.
Yeah.
But I dare you to find a more watchable genre film this year.
Yeah. One doesn't exist. No. Well, Raw, if you're going by theatrical date, release date.
That film has... People have problems with that film.
Yeah, that's true. But man, yeah, this one is top-notch genre. Anybody...
If you'd asked me at the beginning of the year, I would have said, oh yeah, that movie's gonna suck.
Yeah. Me too. And the one thing I wanted to mention too, while we're talking about this, some people think that this means more green lights for horror films, but that's not it. Like, this had a built-in fan base for 30 years. This is like, you know, The Hobbit or whatever for horror films.
And you know what really sucks about talking about this film? Like, you just said, that's not it. And everybody's like, you said it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Like, shut up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really good stuff. But this does not mean that original horror films are just going to come out of the woodwork and make hundreds of millions of dollars worldwide. That's, Stephen King book adaptation that has a built-in fan base.
Means it's going to be more Stephen King.
Yeah, that's probably it.
They can remake Firestarter.
Yeah.
I love Firestarter.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'd be into that. So yeah, if you're interested in it, go check it out. Check it out.
See, you can't stop doing
that's
it.
That's true.
It's like a huge word.
It is.
Everybody
it
is. Uses it.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, next.
Let's move on to our next movie. This one's called Mother by Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah. By the way, we're in a different city now.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the Frankenstein episode.
last when we talked about it, we were in Seattle. Now we're in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Hello, Austin.
Hey. This is like the Memento episode because we closed. We recorded the second half of this episode in Victoria, where we started.
Yeah. So weird.
It is weird.
So yeah. Darren Aronofsky.
He's a pretty good guy.
He is. Yeah. He's always making interesting stuff.
Say what you will about his last film, Noah.
Yeah.
Which I was sort of a fan of.
Yeah, I'd say I liked about maybe the first two-thirds of that movie.
But yeah, he's got a pretty damn good resume. I don't think I've ever seen a black and white film look as cool as Pie.
Yeah.
That like high contrast black and white.
Yeah.
And you know, what can you say about Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah, man.
But this is just a batshit crazy film.
It is.
With some really interesting thoughts behind it. This is going to be really hard because this film kind of can't really be talked about with maybe not spoiling the film.
That's right.
So we're going to have to tread really lightly here.
Yeah. I think for this one, we can just go with reactions.
Okay, that's
with,
cool.
Like, praising or shutting down the technique that we're witnessing here. So for our listeners who may not be familiar with Mother, what would you say this is about?
A married couple live in a house. God, I'm treading really lightly here.
Yeah.
A married couple live in a house. Some visitors come and disrupt their life.
Yeah.
Multiple visitors.
The worst visitors of all time.
So that's pretty much all I can say.
Yeah.
The man and the wife are played by Javier Bardem and Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
And the first two house guests, because there's lots, are Ed Harris and Michelle Pfeiffer. God, this is hard.
It is tough. It is tough.
I have some thoughts on this film, and I can't say it without being a spoiler. Jennifer Lawrence is great.
Yeah.
Javier Bardem is always great. Ed Harris is always great. Michelle Pfeiffer is always great.
Yeah.
This is the fourth 5-star film of the year for me.
Nice. That's awesome.
I think it's a bloody masterpiece.
Right on.
And if I see it again, it might get higher.
Really? That's cool.
And literally 2 minutes ago, I was just talking to a friend who said it's like the worst film of the year.
Oh. Oh, man. That sucks. That hurts. That hurts.
But you know, he's trying stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
And I understand why it might piss you off.
Yeah.
There's some pretty brutal scenes in this film that will trigger people.
Oh, yeah. And it has big time.
And you know what? Did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's definitely messing with you on purpose.
Yeah.
And who's the studio behind it? Is it Paramount?
Yeah.
They issued a statement saying we stand by this film. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, they had to know what they were getting into. And, man, this movie, I took Sarah to see it. And I'll just tell you generic reactions without spoilers. I was having a wild time with this. Like, I was giggling. And that might have been a defense mechanism, I think. And but I was really having fun, even though these house guests are just, like, saying all the wrong things at the wrong time and doing the wrong things at the wrong time. And it was very stressful. And I was looking over at Sarah, and she was freaking out.
Yeah.
She was just like, oh, no, these are the worst house guests of all time.
But the thing is, the stuff they do makes sense if you're paying attention to the film.
Yeah, when you put it all together, because you told me what it's about, and I was like, oh, okay, I can see that now.
Yeah.
It went flying past me. There's some visual cues that I missed. And it's just because there's so much going on. And for some people, they'll pick up on it like nothing, right?
The last act of the film is like the biggest, hugest party of all time. In the middle of the house, where all this stuff has to happen because it goes along with the theory on what the whole movie is about. Like, these two people sit on a sink. And Jennifer Lawrence keeps on telling her, get off the sink, it's not braced. Well, they break the sink
on purpose.
Well, there's the great flood.
It's crazy.
Are you getting what I'm going for here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I think it's an amazing film.
Yeah.
Certain people are not going to like it because it's, I'm going to say it, religious. But at the same time, I think we can't shut down filmmakers for making such exciting films.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'll be damned if you tell me there's a better Shaw film this year.
Yeah.
Shot on 16mm.
It's beautiful.
And it's mostly handheld.
Yeah.
Tight, stunning, handheld.
Stunning stuff.
And the way he frames it, it's stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Aronofsky's a shooter, man. Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. And one thing I wanted to mention, too, is that religious overtones or undertones are everywhere in films, and we never talk about them.
Yeah.
Like Paul Thomas Anderson films, very heavily influenced by religion, and nobody ever talks about that.
No.
And Aronofsky is another filmmaker who, yeah, he's working with the Bible here.
Yeah.
And he's got stuff to say, and I definitely walked out and had one hell of an experience, and I think that's what he wants. He wants you to be completely defeated or exhilarated, or he wants you to feel something. And the fact that everybody's having all these feelings, I think mission accomplished.
Yeah, I saw the screening I saw had maybe 30 walkouts.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's unreal.
For reference, it was the baby scene.
Okay. Yeah.
You'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Mass exodus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like one after another.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Wow.
Meanwhile, I'm just howling.
Yeah.
Like you, how dare you try something like this and have people walk out? Like, people should be bowing to Darren Aronofsky for this.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take a filmmaker who tries something over any other filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying here.
Oh, yeah.
And it worked like gangbusters for me.
Yeah.
Sorry if you didn't like
That's
it.
That's cool. Yeah.
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 But I think it's like the 4th 5-star film I've given this year.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and looping back to Sarah's reaction, I apologized to her after the film because I thought it stressed her out so much, and I was like, I didn't think she would enjoy it. But she was like, are you kidding me? I love that movie. And I was like, hell yeah.
Well, Sarah's been known to like some pretty hardcore flicks.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a pretty hardcore flick.
Big time.
Yeah.
So yeah, Mother, it's hard to recommend it to everybody, but if you're willing to try something new, willing to... If you're one of those people who complains that Hollywood's run out of ideas, go see Mother. And
yeah.
Gain your own, get your own opinion about it.
But please pay attention.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But once you get on the vibe of it, it all starts to fall into place.
Cool.
And I think that's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of fat in this film either.
No.
I think it's just this stunning piece of work.
Yeah. It really is.
But
cool.
Hate mail to Adrian if you didn't like it.
Sounds good, man. All right. Okay, so let's move to our next review. This one is called, what are we reviewing?
American Assassin. We're totally prepared.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I don't even know who directed this one.
It's directed by Michael Cuesta.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really late in Texas.
It is. It's after one.
This might be officially our latest podcast recording ever.
Yeah. So this one...
generic action film, the movie.
Generic attempt at cookie cutter Jason Bourne stuff. Yeah, I still enjoyed it, though. I don't want to cast so much shade at the movie. I thought it was... I had a better time than I was expecting. And I think a big part of it is because Michael Keaton is so good in this movie. And he's good in everything, man. Like, he's not going to half-ass things.
But is Dylan O'Brien really a lead?
He's not.
No. He's got that... he's got the man body, but the kid face.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he put on 20 pounds of muscle before the movie.
Yeah.
But he's still got a baby face.
He does.
Even if he grows that really ratty beard.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an okay film.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as you said, Keaton brings the class up.
Yeah.
Because he's always great. Even though he's got some pretty bad lines.
Oh, yeah.
I feel kind of bad for him.
The dialogue is pretty miserable in this one.
He plays this totally elite trainer guy for the government.
Yeah.
Like a black ops.
Yeah.
Who has to train the Dylan O'Brien character to... Because his girlfriend was killed on a beach by some terrorists, and now he wants to go kill all the terrorists by himself.
He's one-man army.
Yeah, he's going to kind of Rambo them all.
Yeah.
And, yeah, not gonna happen, dude.
Yeah.
So how about you get some training first?
That's right.
And generic montage after generic montage of training.
Yeah.
You know, put the knife down lower.
Yeah.
It's just a nothing film. It's the kind of film you watch on Netflix when you're stoned at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah.
And you're like, eh.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't pay money to see this.
I don't remember any of the action sequences when I think about it. That's a problem.
That is a problem.
That's a major problem, because a movie like that, you should be going, walking out going, oh man, remember that car chase scene in Ronin, or that hand-to-hand, like Matt Damon? Holy shit, he could do hand-to-hand combat. This one, you're just kind of like, yeah, some bad guys died, some good guys died. And
I'm thinking really hard here, and I remember the scene where action star, who I will not name, gets killed.
Yeah.
That only movie guys know who he is.
Yeah. Yeah, there's... I guess that was cool.
Yeah. I was like, no!
Oh!
I like him.
What you guys do?
Yeah, we're purposely not saying his name.
Yeah. American Assassin. No rush to see this in the big screen. It doesn't even look cool. Like, it's... The action's pretty generic, and it's generically shot, so...
There's a joke in the film that's not a joke, but legit, I think about it, and I still laugh.
Yeah.
They're in a coffee bar, looking at an iPad, and the iPad says, Nuclear Physicist Watch List.
Yeah.
And it's got, like, this, like, FBI top 10 of, like, nuclear physicists.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, yeah. That's a real list.
It is. It's so real.
So terrible.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, American Assassin, no need to see that.
No, there's better things to see.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen It or Mother, check those out instead.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't remember if we announced it earlier, but here it is one more time. We're skipping Movie Club for this episode just because I didn't watch a movie. You know, getting ready for Fantastic Fest, the whole trip, and watching screeners and such. I just didn't make the time for it, and I apologize to Bill's friend. I know it's your favorite movie.
Hey, man, if it's any consolation, I didn't watch it either.
Okay.
I've been busy, too.
Yeah.
I was in Vancouver for a couple days, doing stuff there. I got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Next time.
And for that movie, I want to give it the time that it deserves. Like, totally. I don't want to like try watch it late at night like I did with that one screen, that movie.
In the Mood for Love.
Yeah.
No, by all means, we can push this shit. We run it.
Man. Yeah, this is our podcast.
This is our show.
We run it.
Ain't nobody telling us what to do.
That's right.
But yeah, that's cool, man.
Cool.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah. So with that, we'll put a pause on Movie Club. We'll pick it up sometime middle of October.
Yeah. I already know. It's cool. Like, between talking to you and some friends, I think I have like the next two or three already planned.
Wicked. Right on.
Quite excited.
Is the next one like Halloween themed or horror genre?
Absolutely no comment.
All right.
Yeah. I've never done that before.
No, never, man.
No, but it's usually, here's the inside stuff. This is how Movie Club usually works.
Yeah.
10 minutes before Adrian shows up, I walk over to my DVD or Blu-ray collection and pick a movie.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
I got it planned for a bit. So
nice.
Good stuff.
Cool. So no Movie Club, so we can move on to Lightning Round.
Nice.
So I, because of all the stuff, like I don't have a lot of movies I watched. I did watch screeners, but we'll save that for the Fantastic Fest episode. Or episodes, I should say.
Yeah.
I'll start first since I think I only have one. Hang on. Yeah, so I just have one for Lightning Round. I think you saw this too. It's called Patty Cakes.
I did.
It's about a rapper in, where is she? Detroit?
Something like that, yeah.
We'll say
Detroit because it's just like 8 miles.
It really is. Yeah. It tries to be 8 miles so bad. And at first, I thought it was going to be a musical. Like, she gets up in the morning, she's freestyling, she's writing rhymes. I was like, oh, cool, a rap musical I could get with this. And she doesn't do that for the rest of the movie. And you know, there are sparse moments where I'm like, oh, this is cool, I can get with this. But it's just so inconsistent. And it's kind of every indie film ever kind of. Thing.
Pretty much. Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did you like the music?
I thought it was okay.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, when Eminem rapped in 8 Mile, he destroyed.
Yeah.
She does not destroy in this film.
That's true. I never thought of that.
The music's okay, but it's like nothing. They go into a contest and you think they're not going to win. And the dude before them was like 50 times better.
Yeah.
And that's anticlimactic right there.
It is.
I thought it's an okay film. It's not a great film either. I just thought the acting was okay. Like, the female is like the big breakout star. Mm-hmm. I thought she was okay.
She was fine, yeah.
I just knew every beat of this film.
Yeah.
Nothing original.
Yeah. And for an indie, that's kind of inexcusable.
And it has a really cringeworthy ending.
It does.
I just sat there in my chair. I'm like, don't do it. Don't, oh, oh,
oh, you did it.
You did it.
Come on.
That's right. Yeah. So Patty Cakes, if you're interested, maybe wait for On Demand or Netflix. No need to rush out and see it. And that's it for me.
Nice. I got two. And this is good because I've seen some press screenings.
Nice.
So I get to, this is stuff that's opening later that we're not going to be around to record for.
That's right.
So here's a little sneak preview.
Nice.
I saw Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
Oh, yeah.
And I absolutely hated it.
No way, dude.
And I love the first one so much.
Yeah, you do.
One of the really underrated, like, good action films the last couple of years.
Nice.
That, you know, if you really like Kingsman, you talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
This one is just a complete misfire.
Oh, that's too bad.
They take everything that the first one had and try to make it 50 times bigger, and it loses its charm and appeal.
Yeah.
And everything becomes just like, oh, they're flipping another car. Okay, yeah. Cool. Too much plot. That makes the movie go nowhere. The actors look bored.
No way.
Even the addition of a bunch of new people. There's a couple of good people in it.
Yeah.
One of them is a major spoiler, so I'm not going to say it.
Okay, yeah.
I just stood there stunned.
Wow.
It's 2 hours and 21 minutes long.
That's excessive.
Legit, it's 40 minutes too long.
Yeah.
Maybe longer.
That's too bad.
Yeah. It's nice to see the characters again, but that wears off really quick.
Wow.
Hope you guys like it.
Yeah.
I did not.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
And you were one of the biggest fans of that movie.
Yeah.
I was right there with you, too, yeah. So I'm kind of bummed out.
I five-star Kings.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I freaking love that film.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
No, not this one.
Too bad.
So, yeah, I hope you guys like it.
Yeah.
If not, you know, Team Bill.
Yeah, go Bill.
And the last thing, I didn't see much either. I saw Dunkirk again.
Nice.
Guess what? Still really good.
Still good, yeah.
Yeah, finally saw it in Dolby Atmos.
Okay.
Holy crap, is that good sound.
Nice.
Oh.
Like, we're missing out, aren't we?
Yeah, like the roof channel.
Yeah.
With like the bullets going like above you.
Oh, wow.
And holy crap, is that a good like technique.
Oh, cool.
And it works so good in Dunkirk.
Nice.
And I also saw the new David Gordon Green film.
Oh, yeah.
Stronger.
Mm-hmm.
With Jake Gyllenhaal and Tatiana Maslany.
Oh, yeah.
About the a guy who shows up for his girlfriend doing the Boston Marathon. And those two bombers blew up the Boston Marathon and he lost his legs.
Yeah.
It's a really somber film. It's just, I've seen this film 50 times.
Yeah.
You know, I could have told you what was going to happen pretty much to the second.
Yeah.
Every beat.
Beat for beat. Yeah. Every scene.
Jake's really good. Tatiana's really good.
Yeah.
Everybody's really good.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, I couldn't, there's no spark.
Yeah.
Nothing original. And I couldn't get over how unimpressed I was by it.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm like, this is totally fine. It's just doing nothing for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's watchable enough. People will like it.
Yeah.
Some people might even like get a tear off of it.
Okay.
But I'm a zombie and I don't do something good.
That's right, man.
But yeah, it's not a bad film. It's like a 3 out of 5 all day, but cool. It's kind of watchable, but it wasn't really my thing.
Yeah.
And that's legit it, dude.
Yeah, same here, man. Yeah, just been watching screeners for Fantastic Fest and be sharing those very soon. And for upcoming films, we're not really going to talk about that because we're not going to record, like, regular reviews till, like, mid-October, right?
Yeah.
So...
yeah, I'm going to come back and play catch-up and try to see 10 movies in one weekend so we can record.
That's right.
You know what, though? I'm going to watch VIF movies, but yeah. I'm also going to watch regular films, too.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's hardcore, dude. Yeah. Cool. So I guess we should move to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Where can people...
This is a weird show.
It's a bit shorter, yeah. Where can people find you online?
I am at SoundJam69. Check me out for Fantastic Fest updates.
And that's on Twitter.com.
Twitter.com.
And the show has a Twitter account. We're at @TheGreen_Screen. And you can find me on Twitter. I'm @Adrian_Charlie. And we always encourage people to go check out our website, thegreenscreenofdeath.com. We're going to search for a movie if you're interested. And we've probably talked about it in the past. I've tested it. It works. It's pretty cool.
We review a lot of films.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of stuff. And also, please leave us a like and a comment, rating through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, anywhere where you can
can find a podcast that'll help us find a wider audience, and that's all we're looking for. We're out in the street here with our hats in our hands. I'm just kidding. But yeah, bit of a different episode this time around, but that's, you know, that's part of the fun of this show. We write our own rule book here.
I'm totally looking out the window staring at a helicopter in the airport.
Nice.
Giant, huge helicopter.
Wicked.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Transformers is recording here, son.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, and if you've made it all the way through the end of this show, we appreciate it. We'll talk with you next time.
Peace.